everybody, for joining us today. We do have a fantastic art schedule for you. We've got Spring Fashion Style and Home Design with HGTV Design Star and a Red Carpet Celebrity Fashion Stylist. They're going to bring us this season's fashionable solutions for you and your home, all on today's Velveteer. So let's get this party started with our first guest expert, celebrity interior designer Vanessa De Leon. She can be seen in such shows as HGTV's Generation Renovation, Designer's Home Challenge, Bang for Your Buck, and Design Star. She's appeared in numerous publications, including New York Spaces, 201 Home, Latina Magazine, Time, Entertainment, and Cosmopolitan. She's currently a featured designer on the Food Network's number one restaurant, Impossible Show, by Chef Irvine, and she's a new week. She has a new weekly series called Vanessa to the Rescue. Thanks for joining us, the Latina Martha Stewart.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you? We had some technical difficulties, but nothing that you can't handle, Ann.
Hey, you know, whenever and fail, just keep forging ahead. You know, that's what live radio is all about. All I can tell you is that I always, once in a while, every 20 or 30 shows, the technical gods put me in the hot seat, and that's what I had today.
Well, you did well there, Ann.
Hey, you know, that's what you've got to do with all the most fantastic technical equipment. Let's just say it's never perfect.
That's right.
But you are.
You too. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing amazing. How about you? I hear you've been absolutely swamped with your latest projects.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, seriously, since the January of 2013, 13 is my lucky number, and it happens to be, and it just started off just amazing. Working on a new project, 40,000 square foot gym in Pelham, New York, doing some new restaurants, launching my new blog and new website, which you can find VDA Virtual Design Services. You can have me design your space anywhere in the world. And been interviewed recently with Iman, which you know very well, and may be meeting her very soon. She has a new blog and feature, and they featured me as one of the Tribeca Girls of New York City entrepreneurs. So many exciting new things are coming up, and 13 really is, like I said, my lucky number. And just, you know, 2 months in, it's just unbelievable. It's a little bit surreal.
Well, I'm certainly happy that 13 is somebody's lucky number. No pun intended.
Yeah, right?
Hey, yeah, I noticed that. No kidding. That blog by Iman, that was a lot of fun. I mean, they actually got into the personal side of Vanessa. I didn't know what you did on Wednesday nights.
There you go.
So what's the latest with Glamalistic?
Glamalistic is still there, still patent, trademarked, and all that other jazz. Still trying to really brand and try to hone in on that name, and it's still there. It's just, you know, it's a slow and tedious process to get some kind of licensing agreement with the name, and but still trademarked and still, you know, chomping away and still making the Glamalistic brand become, you know, something true and come to fruition, to say the least.
Well, you know, business is always tough, and I don't know if you've ever read the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, or if you've seen either of the first two parts of that movie.
No.
Uh-huh. They have this incredible scene where all business owners are required to sign over their patents, rights, and trademarks of businesses to the government. So, you know, I guess this is a little taste of that process.
Wow. Well,
not very fun, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get into something a lot more exciting, and that would be spring interior design trends with you.
Yeah.
What's the latest?
So the latest and greatest is obviously the trend that you see in most red carpets and that you've been seeing a lot now is a lot of emerald green, nectarine, jade green, wood elements are coming. Again, still staying, has some great staying power. So it's the reclaim movement mixed with traditional pieces, and mixing metals is really hot and still in trend. Silver and gold used to be illegal, and it's still really, I mean, you see it on the red carpet, you see it everywhere. Mixing metals is great and still really strong as far as, like, staying power. I see it even coming for the end of 2013-14. Mixing different type of wood elements together is also really cool and really, you know, forward. Using a lot of lacquers with raw wood is really in vogue right now as well, and you're going to see a lot of geometrical prints.
You know what that reminds me of? The 20s and 30s kind of Art Deco sort of influence. We seem to be seeing a lot of that these days, which must be fantastic for glamalistic.
Absolutely, because it really brings in the word together, which is the glamour of the new and old, and the minimal pieces of the 50s and a little bit of that deco had a more minimal approach to design.
Well, that works just perfectly for you. I've been seeing so much of that influence in your work, so I got to say this is the right trend and the right season for you.
Yeah, I say so.
certainly. So what's next with the spring interior trends that we're going to be seeing in the news?
Well, you're going to be seeing a lot of geometrical patterns. So you'll see it in a lot of throw pillows, and you're going to see it in just overall, even in fashion, you're going to see a lot of geometrical bold patterns. Pastels is going to be coming into trend too, as far as accessories and window treatments and decorative pillows. And you're going to see a lot of it in even area rugs and bedding. You're going to see a lot of the mix of colors. So don't be scared of using color. Everybody's always scared of color. It's so easy to change your walls. It's so easy to change out a pillow, remnants, fabrics. You know, there's so many things you can do to really spruce up your space and to be in the now and to be in, you know, a little bit more of the fashion forward, if you will.
Well, and for you, how much does fashion influence your decisions with your design trends?
Oh, my God. It influences every day. I believe that fashion, like, you know how I've always felt about this. Fashion and design, just they really correlate in so many ways. And, you know, right now I'm wearing mixed metals, for example, and my accessories on my dresser are silvers and golds. So you're going to see a lot of that influence in the fashion in your home and vice versa. And they work hand in hand together. They truly do. And you can see it in most interiors. And, you know, trends come and go. And I always say, like, never throw away your old pair of jeans or a flowered shirt or a blouse that you had. Always keep it, because in a couple seasons, it'll always come back and it'll always be fresh again. And even if you don't want to necessarily use it as your overall outfit, you can take an old blouse that had a flower pattern, which patterns are very cool and very in right now, and you can reupholster a pillow on your sofa. So there's so many little tricks that you can do to bring in the new and make your home a little fresh and dated.
So tell me, when you're on a particular job, does that job kind of reflect in your personal style that day?
All the time. As a matter of fact, when I present for a client, depending on the theme, the color, the inspiration of whatever the home or hospitality genre that I'm working on, I'll come in dressed to match the presentation or the overall design. So, for example, for like the modern gym that I'm designing, I wore silver pants and black pumps and black and grays, and we're doing elements of grays and stainless steel in the gym. So every time that I design or present, I always try to come in with an outfit to work with my overall pitch and design.
And you know what? You just do it so fantastically well that I just can't resist every time you put up a new image of the latest project you're on, and I see you in the graphic. I'm like, look at how well Vanessa fits as the perfect accessory.
Thank you. And it's nice to know that people notice.
Absolutely. I notice everything. It's my job. And on that note, we're going to take our first break on the Belle Petite Hour. We'll be right back with more lively chat.
Have you heard of quantitative fluid analysis? Commonly called QFA, this test assesses your body at a cellular level and gives insight into your illness. Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center offers the QFA, an FDA-approved test that can often provide early diagnosis of conditions before they can be detected with other tests. Dr. Elena George believes in an integrative approach to medicine. She believes in treating the problem and not the symptom. Following a review of your results, Dr. George will suggest treatment approaches such as nutritional counseling and or the use of pharmaceutical-grade enzymes and nutritional supplements. Surgery and prescription medication will be recommended only when necessary. Peachtree Ear, Nose, and Throat Center is located in Atlanta at 1776 Peachtree Road Northwest in Suite 260 North Tower, two blocks south of Piedmont Hospital. They are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Additional details are available at www.peachtreeentcenter.com. Call their office at 404-591-9100 to make an appointment and mention that you heard this ad on Radio Sandy Springs and get 10% off of QFA testing.
This is Doug Field, CEO of the Institute for Healthcare Consumerism, and I'd like to personally invite you to join us at our IHC Forum East Conference May 9th and 10th at the Cobb Gallery in Atlanta, Georgia. That is where you'll learn how to get your employees to become better healthcare consumers and lower your healthcare costs. Again, join us May 9th and 10th at the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia, and I look forward to seeing you there. You can find our information at theihccforum.com.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And welcome back to the Bella Petite Hour. This is Ann Lauren, and today I've got HGTV design star Vanessa De Leon, and shortly we're going to have our next guest, celebrity fashion expert stylist George Brescia, join us. But we're going to continue with spring interior design trends. And, you know, one of the things a lot of us have an issue with is how expensive it is to change for the seasons. So how can we do this the most inexpensive, you know, without spending too much money?
Yeah, it's always about the bottom line and the bang for your buck. So you don't necessarily have to go out and buy new pieces all the time. Spray painting is a great way of changing up pieces that you have. An end table, you can spray paint it in gold and add some silver hardware. Or you can paint a wall. It's so easy. You get a gallon of paint, have a paint party. It's very easy to change your space, and you can constantly change it. It's not a huge commitment, and it just creates a whole new space with one paint color on the wall. It's amazing when it just overall transformation. Doing really good ideas, like at-home stuff. You can, like I said before, you can take an old T-shirt and reupholster a pillow in the top color, or go to a remnants, you know, any remnants place that has overstocked fabric or any type of thrift store. If you see some really cool patterns, take them home and just stitch up a pillow. It's so easy to do, and you can do it with your girlfriends or your friends and make a day out of it.
How fun!
Yeah, it is. You could do, like, decorate my home parties. You know, everybody hosts all these different events. And, all, you know, I know my girlfriend's had an Oscar party, and everybody has all these different parties, and it's kind of like a potluck type thing. And you could do a potluck, let's transform my space. Why not?
Why
right?
not? Yeah, I love that idea. You know, it's like recently I shared one of my secret passions. I don't know if you noticed, but I have an art studio.
Yes, I saw that. I didn't know.
Yeah. So I've got a ton of paintings that people have encouraged me over the years to get out and do an art opening at some point. But for me, it's a hidden deal, believe it or not. I'm not comfortable with getting out there and doing an opening. So I think that's my fallback career.
Are you kidding me? With your personality and your notoriety and the people that you know, how could you not flaunt your stuff? Is that your actual studio?
No, that's just it. That's just kind of a hallway in the house.
Very nice. You could even do it right there in the house. It was beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's actually built for that. You know, when people come in, they're like really surprised that they'll think it's a model. But there's a literal art studio, which I have a California home. Believe it or not, I've got a basement. And that's where my art studio is located, which is just totally fantastic. So it allows me to just get away from everything. So I love your idea about the coming in and have your friends change your space and do the fun designing. That's just something that I would absolutely participate in.
Yeah, and it's so fun to do. I mean, even you could go to a consignment shop and pick up some really great end tables for a living room and spray paint them in high gloss white, and then add some metals. You know, you could add the handles, or you can add corner pieces. And these are things that you can pick up at a local Home Depot, Lowe's. It's all, like, quick fix, and you could really make a bang for your buck. And
that's right. You know, even
statement.
Pure One, which I hate do ruthless advertising like that.
Pure One.
You know, because they're just getting the benefit of us putting their name out there like that. But, you know, I'll go in there, and they always have these fantastic knobs in the front display.
The knobs
that they're like a
great dollar.
Yeah, you know, and I've bought them for, you know, random places in my home and cabinetry, and
yeah.
And I actually did remake a desk and did it very Art Deco style, as you described, with like a Ralph Lauren thoroughbred blue, and it just turned out so wonderful. So, I mean, I'm right on the same page with you. The secondhand store purchases are such a great way to mix it up, as you're telling us to do it, and you could do it really inexpensively.
That's right, and you can find so many great pieces. And, you know, think outside the box. If it's in bad shape, there's so many things that you can do to camouflage certain corners or even the tops of it. Decoupaging is really hot, too. You can decoupage a pattern that you love that maybe like a Missoni or a chevron that's really cool, but it's too expensive. You can decoupage the top of it and make it look like a piece of fabric. There's so many little tricks that you can do if you just think outside the box. So don't see the piece as necessarily like an old piece of furniture. Just think, you know, what it could become.
That's right. Repurpose. It's such a great thing to do. I mean, I get bored when I go into some of these more commercial big box stores. I won't mention names here because that's a bad idea. But, you know, I mean, I just think that, as you say, it's nice to take an old item, repurpose it, see it differently, redesign, and it could be simply done at a cheap price.
That's right. And a lot of things, too, I even know with stenciling and doing different type of details on the ceiling, enhance your ceiling. A lot of people are always like, oh, a ceiling is supposed to be white, but it's not necessarily true. You can do some really cool designs with ceilings, and just your overall palette could be very monochromatic, and you could add a spice of color on your ceiling or decal or stenciling with some favorite quotes or writing on the ceiling, and it's just a fun way just to bring your eye up and make it really playful.
I've seen some pretty crazy ceilings on your end, and I have to say, once I really got into your style and what you offer, it's kind of like I could see why you're saying to do something with your ceiling. That typical white one is kind of out, passe, boring, and so I like your suggestions, and you could certainly have a lot of fun. I think what it is, as you say, people are afraid of color.
Yep, and it's so not a serious commitment. I mean, I've seen relationships and marriages end faster than people changing their clothes on their wall.
That's a whole other show. We'll leave that to the relationship experts. We're just happy that we do so well with color and design. And, of course, I think us artistic types tend to hold on to our men much longer. So if we want to go there, we can. How's your relationship going?
My relationship? It's actually fantastic. How is
I know. You put up all these fantastic pictures. You guys went out to Greece. I'm pretty certain that you're having a good time. All that creativity has certainly served you well.
Yeah, I love my Bobby. He's a great guy.
Well, speaking of a great guy, I love it. That's just perfect for us to introduce our next guest. We've got George Brescia. He's a style expert and fashion television host, and George can be seen on CBS's On the Couch and NBC's New York Live. Welcome to our show, George. It sounds like you made it before me.
Yay, George.
How are you, girls? Nice to be here. I'm so excited I can't even take it.
Where are we?
Me either. You know, my heart attack's kind of subsiding at this point.
I hear the calmness and I hear the chicness in your voice, and I live for it.
There you are. Well, George, let's talk about, Sue, who some of your celebrities that you're styling for on the red carpet and what they're wearing.
You know, I do a lot of celebrities that are in New York in Broadway, in the Broadway community. So the biggest thing I'm working on right now, which is a lot of fun, I have some people on the West Coast too, but I have an opening for Cinderella on Broadway that's happening this Sunday, which is so exciting. And my client is Victoria Clark, and she is a Tony Award winner, and she is playing the fairy godmother in Cinderella. So it's really cool because I came up with, she's in a, you know, a big gown, right, that the fairy godmother wears, and she looks so beautiful and so luminescent on stage, and I thought it would be really cool for opening night, which is going to be at the Gotham Club here in New York on Sunday, to put her in this really chic, sexy, sleek tuxedo. Mm. And we're doing, like, a little black charmeuse camisole underneath, and then we went and got real jewels from Vedora, and we're going to do beautiful diamonds and gold, and I just think it's such a chic and sexy look, because so many of the actresses, whether on Broadway or film or television, it's almost like a reveal when you see them on the red carpet. You get to see their sense of style when they're not playing a character, so I think that's fun.
Well, speaking of sense of style, how do you determine what your celebrity should be wearing for her personal appearances?
I like to, you know, I like people to look like their best selves. I don't like different for different. So I always take into consideration, you know, celebrities to me are just like people, right? Just like the rest of us.
Well, I hope they're her people.
Yes, thank God.
Please don't tell me they're Stepfords. That's my big nightmare, is that they're actually all Stepfords.
No, they're lovely, gorgeous, fun, beautiful senses of humor, and we have the best time. And my thing is this, I am all about your coloring, what looks good on you. In other words, we never want to hear, oh my God, I love your jacket or I love that dress. Who cares? It's how you look good in it. So what do? We deal with the hair color, we deal with the eye color, we deal with the skin color, and then we find the clothes that make this pop, right? So, for example, take someone like a Marsha Cross, okay, redhead, blue eyes, gorgeous, right? So we like to either play with her hair color and do her in corals and, you know, that something that's going to really
complement
her hair color.
Yeah, the color that everyone says redheads can't wear, which I don't understand why they say that, but
if you look on TV, then usually you see them in it. And like Jessica Chastain, you know, just at the Oscars was in that beautiful copper dress, right? So that really went with her hair. Yep. And then, or you can go with like a blue to really pop the, you know, the blue eyes, whether it's aqua, whether it's royal blue, sky blue, you know, or a soft powder blue. So that's kind of the way that I like to use color to illuminate these people and make them just look so beautiful.
And not washed out.
Not washed out, exactly. Have them pop, which we did see some of that on the red carpet.
That was a beautiful, I actually thought Amanda Seyfried was looking washed out in the gown that she was wearing on the runway.
Could not agree more.
The red carpet. You know, I mean, it's like she's taken out all the color in her hair, all the color in her dresses. You know, I kind of really preferred her when she was more of a redhead than the washed out blonde look that they've got with her. So that's kind of where I'm landing with that.
I agree. I totally agree.
So, you know, speaking of our favorite petite celebrities, who do we think really stands out and who has great petite fashion style sense, George?
I love Selma Hayek. You know, she's so gorgeous.
She's timeless.
She's really timeless, but not only that, she knows what she looks good in. I thought she looked great at the Oscars, you know, and she, you know, all in the one color, and then she did the gold around her neck, you know, with the brocade and, you know, embellishment. I love that she was wearing a hair accessory. I just thought she looked so beautiful, and she always looks amazing. She knows what she looks good in. She, you know, she dresses for her body type, being petite, and at the same time, glamorous, sexy, playful. I just think she looks amazing. I have to say, you know, I love Sally Field. I just do. She's petite and she's gorgeous and she's aging so beautifully. I mean, it's amazing how she looks. She knows what color she looks good in. I mean, I'm not going to say that it was my favorite dress I've ever seen for the Oscars, but the color was amazing. You know, that in that red was just gorgeous, and that with that brunette. And, you know, I actually think that they did the little skit on the Oscars where she was, where Seth was making fun of the flying nun, and she had this black lace dress on, and I actually tweeted, Sally, you should have worn that on the red carpet. But I do love that she always is in the right color. So her stylist gets an A-plus for the color. And then you're going to laugh, but you know what? I love the Olsen twins. I think they're super chic, you know, and I consider those girls to be petite.
Cutting edge to them.
Yeah, and they always wear clothes that are, they make them work, you know, for their bodies, right? They're petite, they're very lean, but they always work it in the right way, and they mix the trends with what looks good on their bodies, and I think they're really, really cool.
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Vanessa?
They have this certain trend, this certain edge about them, and they, for some reason, they can pull it off. Like, if I wore a baggy sweater with an oversized bag and skinny jeans with, like, some high boot sneaker, I would probably look pathetic. But for them, they look so cool on them, and it works.
Well, I think they, because they have a certain confidence, you know what I mean? And I think that, you know, I think you bring up a good point. I think, like, you know, something baggy on the top when done with a really skinny jean and a high heel can work, you know, because then you get to see the skinny silhouette coming out of the looser top.
Right.
Well, and that comes to my point where not all styles are flattering for all petite figure types, which, you know, Vanessa, I know you could pull that off, but there are many petites who, you know, maybe have that pear-shaped body who shouldn't be doing that, or more of a circular body, because it just is going to make you look bigger and shorter than you actually are. So there are some trends that you do have to stay away from unless you're long and lean, which is what we see with the Olsen twins.
Right, and you have that tear shape.
Yeah, exactly.
You wear the baggy pants and then the tight, tight silhouette
tight
shirt.
Tight top,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on that note, let's take our next break on the Bella Petite Hour. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, Medical Director for the Atlanta Healing Center. Our team is able to offer a multitude of treatment options such as quantitative EEG, also known as brain mapping, hormonal and nutritional assessments, neuropsychological testing, and cognitive therapy, along with traditional 12-step facilitation. And we can even offer you, if appropriate, a gentle medically managed detox. Please contact us at 770-696-9862.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
The Business Builders Seminar Series presents cutting-edge business services and products in an academic setting to top executives and business owners. Business Builders features a pool of best practice solution providers to educate, enlighten, and implement solutions. The seminars create more effective and efficient management skills while vastly improving business profitability and success. Business Builders has grown from the initial seminar of about 50 guests to an ongoing program attracting over 100 top executives for each topic. For more information, visit businessbuildersteam.org.
This is AmericasWebRadio.com, the best in chat radio designed just for you.
And yes, the Bella Petite Hour is getting kind of crazy today, which those are the best kind of shows. We're having a ton of fun. I'm ready to move to the East Coast, of course, because I need to hang out with my favorite gal pal, Vanessa De Leon from HGTV. Actually, funny story, we'll do it real quickly. When Vanessa came out to California and we headed out to San Diego, I think we were almost mobbed in my car, if you recall that,
yes.
Vanessa. The guys just couldn't hold themselves back. They were throwing themselves on our vehicle. Was that like, we have to call the police, okay? So we're not even joking here.
Not even. First of all, it was the attention of the car, and then it was the attention because Anne looks super hot. And then two girls at night, can you just imagine?
What were we thinking? You know, where was George to the rescue? It was trouble. We learned your lesson, George, you know. Don't go out without men by our side.
That's right. You needed me with you.
For sure. George, question for you.
Yes, my love.
Since I love design and obviously you love fashion,
yes,
what do you feel what do you see in fashion and interior design trends like for the coming together for each season?
You know, it's funny. It's interesting. I end up doing some design work myself because, you know, when I'm dressing my clients, what ends up happening is it turns into the home a lot of times. I don't really live there, you know, in terms of my career, obviously, but I do make exceptions, and I have taken on some serious projects throughout the years. I think this is how I feel about trends. You know, I just think that, first of all, when you're shopping during the season, you know, that you are, trends are already out there. So it comes back to, like, what looks good for you. Yeah. I tell a lot of my clients in terms of trends, like, for example, we know the black and white thing is happening big time,
yep.
right? And we certainly know the geometric prints. You know, I just think, like, if you're a dark brunette, right, and you have, then I would have a lot of black and white in my house because you look good in that.
Right.
And so, like, as you're standing in your home, you look good against that kind of a canvas. So if you have, okay, so the metallic thing too, right? So that's happening. So,
right.
you know, and if you're a blonde, like a nice golden honey blonde, you know, I would definitely have golds in my house and gold tones in my house because
right.
you look good in those colors. I always tell these girls, now I'm going to get a little naughty, girls, don't get nervous, but if you're thinking about your bedroom, honey, I'm just telling you like it is, and you're thinking about that bed and all those beautiful bed linens, you better make sure that you are lying down in the most fabulous color that is going to set off your eyes and your hair and your skin, because you want your man looking down at you with a lot of love, honey, and you need to be illuminated. So
love
I tell
that.
Those girls, you
we need George in the bedroom, Vanessa.
You know, it's really funny. I really do that. I'm not kidding. We do that. We really take it to consideration. We use the bed and the bed linens as if I was doing like a dress or a gown on you and make sure that it's all the colors that compliment you,
that
you know, because why not, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So I guess that you feel that your place should really reflect your personal fashion and styling, right?
I do, because I just think that, you know, it really is a reflection of, you know, the way you look, and I think that your house is just like another accessory, you know, that you're in, and you might as well compliment you and, you know, what your physical traits are, and then you can get into the style of it, right? Like, if you want to go edgy, you can get edgy. If you want to be more traditional, you can be more traditional, or, you know, or, you know, neoclassic or more modern or whatever. But then whatever sort of period you're going to live in, make sure that the colors and fabrics complement your physical attributes, as do your clothes.
You know what? That is so true. I can't even begin to tell you. As a matter of fact, when I go into a space, the first thing I ask my client is, can I look into your closet? And they're why? And I'm like, I'm going to tell you who you are.
That's
and
right.
I'll go into their closet, and there it is. Everything is
beige. That's exactly right. That's exactly
right,
my darling.
And I'm like, okay, so you're monochromatic, you're all the way down to your clothes.
Yes. And, you know, it's so funny because it's so true. You know, I'm doing a book with Simon & Schuster, and it's going to be on my philosophy of dressing and also how it, I think, it affects your life. It's kind of like the secret needs fashion. But in that, we talk about, you know, going through your closet and really finding out kind of who you are and, you know, what do you get compliments on and why do you get compliments on those pieces. And everything in your closet should be a 10. I think everything in your home should be a 10.
I love that.
I couldn't agree more. So who are these people who go out and buy this all-American traditional style furniture that looks like it, do you know what the influence I'm saying at this point, that American traditional
classic American?
Heavy leathers and kind of, something you might see in Oregon or the Midwest.
Right. That would be an uptight individual.
What do you think you might find in their closets?
Well, probably a lot of jeans and cowboy boots and turquoise and, you know, beacon blanket sweaters.
Yeah. And maybe some
good
flags.
Point. Ooh, okay. That just kind of scared me a lot.
You know, right.
Which I think is a really good transition for us to kind of head into this season's petite fashion trends. George, what's your best advice for petite women? What should we be wearing this season?
All right, girls, here it is. I'm going to give you my take on it. I think petite women, I mean, I think this for all women, but I think especially for petite women, I think that it's all about the fit, right? So, you know, in terms of trends, yes. I mean, certainly we know the trends that are happening, the black and white, you know, the mixed metals, the metallics, the prints, you know, printed bottoms, you know, and mixing prints and all of that. I think the whole print thing a petite girl has to be very careful with. This should only be an accent.
That's right.
But I will say, you know, all rules are meant to be broken. I work with Liliana Vasquez, who is one of the people on the show for New York Live, and she is teeny tiny, and this girl's body is amazing. She's a size 2, but I had her in printed jeans, and she looked amazing because they were like a very soft print, almost like they weren't a real bold print, and then we just mixed it with a solid top, and she just looked great in it. I think you have to always have your clothes fit. We always want to see the waist. We always want a slim leg. We always want to see the body, no matter what size you are, because it's like the theory of costumes on a Broadway star or someone in film, because it's all about the silhouette. So when you do big and baggy, we don't really know what's underneath there, and it doesn't look slim. It doesn't look sleek. So if if you're teeny, then perfect. You still want to have your clothes fit, because then it's like we get to really see a strong, strong silhouette. If you're sort of, if you're in a 10 or a 12 or above, then always give yourself a waist. Always do a belt. And there are little tricks, right? You can do monochromatic. It's elongating and it's slimming, especially in darker colors. And then maybe mix the color in accessories, like do a bright colored lemon yellow bag or, you know, like a fabulous, you know, bright colored bracelet or earrings.
Even a pump.
Yeah, even a pump is fabulous, so you get your color that way.
Right.
But I would say, first and foremost, have those clothes fit the body, because it really gives us a strong silhouette, and we get to see everything, and it's very slimming, and it's very elongating.
So for me, I kind of wonder sometimes which fashion designers are actually paying attention to who their buyer is, and that's the petite woman. And I know today you told me you're hanging out at Donna Karan. So what can we find from Donna Karan that's great, that's a great fashion trend for petites?
You know, I'm actually doing the DKNY jeans line today in the showroom, and, you know, they make wonderful jeans. jeans that are super fitted, like skinny jeans. And I think, you know, for a petite girl, it's fabulous. And they come coated, and they come in all different kinds of denim, you know, different washes, some with the mending, which I think is really cute. And they're all about these fabulous bits of jeans, you know. So you can go to Macy's and, you know, you can see all of the different fits and find the style that fits best on you. But, again, have it fitted. I would say most women I know, they get a little chicken. I would say buy one size smaller than you're comfortable with because it really is flattering. And the thing is, you know, if you want, like, even with Donna, she's got these beautiful, gorgeous wrap sweaters and these beautiful tops where you can, you know, show a little skin, maybe exposing a shoulder or something sort of asymmetrical. That can be kind of cool, too. I think it's really finding out what is your best look and fit and sticking with it and then seeing how that sort of adheres to what trends are happening. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are there certain trends that are more flattering for a petite woman's figure type?
I think
that we're seeing
like
this season?
Yeah, I think it's not that necessarily a trend that's this season. I think it's more about, you know, what works for you. I'm so about that with my customers and my clients all the time. You know, I do think that, you know, because black and white is happening, if we want to take a current trend, then, yes, you can, you know, you do the black bottoms and maybe it's like, a white top or something that's got like a little bit of a black and white pattern on top of keeping a dark leg. Same thing, you know, it's nice to be dark on the bottom and then you can do the trend that's on top so you can mix black with gold or black with silver so that you get your metallics. Or you can take, you know, and mix a neutral. So whether we're going into spring and we're going into white and khakis or whatever and then mix that with the pastels or the florals, as long as you're solid on the bottom, I think that can be a very flattering thing. Or if you want to do like a printed silk blouse and then throw a jacket over it that's solid and a solid jean or a dark bottom or a neutral bottom so that the print becomes the accent. Whatever you do, it's the color or the print that become the accent for you. So you're mostly in a solid, whether it's a jacket or a pant or a skirt or a shorts. Shorts can
that's
be really cute on petite girls, too. Love that. That's a big trend, a little short suit.
Mm-hmm.
On a petite girl,
yes.
That's amazing. I love that little short crop jacket with those short shorts and then do a nice high heel. Love it.
Love it. I couldn't agree more.
It accentuates the legs, too.
Yep, and it makes the legs long.
Yep.
And if you've got great legs, you know what I mean? You go
show
for
them
it.
Off.
That's the other thing. Well, you know what? You have to know what your assets are, and you need to know what your challenges are, and you need to embrace every single thing you have and love your whole body and your whole self and, you know, really kind of deal with it. So, like, if you've got fabulous legs, it's perfect for you because it's all about the short shorts. If you don't have fabulous legs, don't do it. You know, the skinny jeans are still happening. Wear skinny jeans and do, like, the black and white trend or the metallic trend or the pastel. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really – and I think women know. We do. We know what's great and what our challenges are.
Good point. You know, it's like I had written an article about what's flattering for your figure and what's not flattering for your figure. And one of the points I made is that you have to actually ask your girlfriend or your husband whether this looks good on you, then you know the answer. So it's kind of like
because it looks great and they don't really
know
how
to tell you otherwise.
You know what?
They don't want to tell you the truth.
They don't. And you want to know something? Do you want to know? I think you're so right. And, you know, and I would add to that by saying what I teach my people is go into your closet. And if you will have a section of your closet, I promise you, that are clothes that if you pull out, you get compliments on. Mm-hmm. Like 4 or 5 compliments a day when you wear a certain blouse or a certain suit or dress or pant or jean, people say, oh, you look amazing. And then study what they are. What color are they? What silhouette are they? How do they fit you? Do you know what I mean? Like, and that will start to tell you kind of what, you know, what kind of things you should be wearing. Because I really believe that you should be getting tons of compliments during the day. And again, the compliments that you want is you look amazing. I do this little trick with my women, and I love it, where I say, okay, this is what we're going to do because I'm showing you that, like, this is, like, your 3 best colors or your 4 or 5 best colors. We give them all their colors, but we like to pick the top 3. And then I say, you take this, you wear this little T-shirt, wear it with your jeans, throw your hair back in a ponytail, no makeup, fresh scrub face, go meet a girlfriend for coffee in the morning, and I guarantee you in the first 10 minutes, she's going to say, oh, my God, you look amazing today. What's going on with you? And they always text me, always. because you're in the right color. It's really important. So, like, Vanessa, when you were saying earlier, you know, don't be afraid of color. Embrace color,
right,
because it's a tool. It illuminates you. It makes you pop. It makes you look amazing.
I agree. I remember.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, a few years ago, I would wear only black because I thought it was chic. It was Coco Chanel. It was, you know, black was serious. And I got out of that, and I started wearing color. And I have hazel eyes, so my eyes would start to pop more. When I darken my hair,
yes,
and wear, like, bright colors, everybody's,
yes,
like, oh, my God, your eyes. Are you wearing contacts? And I'm like, oh, my God, they've been,
see,
in my, they've been in my head for 33
right,
years.
See? See that? With those hazel
nice
eyes,
point.
Girl, green is your friend.
Yeah.
Green is your friend, and purples are your friend.
Blues, yep.
You know, and blue's so good.
Okay, guys, I got to hold you right there because we do have to take our final break on the Bella Petite. We'll be right back with more helpful style trends for you.
Do your children know where their food comes from? At ConnectingFarmToFork.com, there's all kinds of ways to help your child understand how 300 million of us here in America stay nourished, clothed, and healthy. Activities, food facts, and farm visits help young people learn about America's hardworking farmers and have lots of fun doing it. Visit ConnectingFarmToFork.com today for a learning experience that'll really grow on you. ConnectingFarmToFork.com, brought to you by the people who care at Feedstuffs Food Link.
Moms, dads, listen to my radio program, Homeschooling for Today, on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you'll learn all about how to homeschool on America's Web Radio.
The United States Justice Foundation, since 1979, has been dedicated to instructing, informing, and educating the public on legal issues confronting America. That means you and me. When necessary, this nonprofit organization has had to litigate to present the constitutional view. Since 1980, USJF has submitted testimony to the U.S. Senate on all but one U.S. Supreme Court nominee. Learn more about USJF by visiting their website at www.usjf.net. Support this nonprofit as it defends our rights, our liberty, and our Constitution.
Hi, I'm Paisley McDonald, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my show, At Home with Paisley, every week, Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, for practical advice and stylish living for your home and office.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And we are back live on the Bella Petite Hour, and we're having a great time wrapping up today's show with HGTV design star Vanessa De Leon and also celebrity fashion stylist George Brescia. And we were just talking about, you know, some of the differences between men and women in the design business and why, you know, there seems to be more of a male influence when it comes to celebrity stylists, George. So I'll let you give your reasoning to our listeners.
Well, I just think that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I call it the designer syndrome, the male designer. You know, we love women. We love them, and we want them to feel beautiful, and we want them to feel sexy and gorgeous. And I think that we can come with this objective eye, and we don't have the issue of, because we don't wear those clothes, you know, we can be so objective and come from such a place of an aesthetic. And I think the challenge when a man does it sometimes is that, you know, because we don't wear heels and because we don't wear things that are, you know, that a woman wears, we have to be cognizant of that as well. So I think you become super successful when you can add that element to what you do. But I just think that there's no issue for us. It's just about her looking beautiful and feeling beautiful and wanting her just to be, you know, just so adorned and admired, where I think with women, helping women, sometimes it's a little tricky because they're too much practicality sometimes, where they can't sort of step outside the box. Sometimes they can sort of get caught up in that. And then what are the other girls going to think? And, you know, and do I look this way or do I look that way? Where a man can just sort of really come to it with, you know, just a fresh, objective eye. And I think that can be very, very successful. I think what you were mentioning earlier is, you know, where you find a lot of men that are hairdressers as well.
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Like I said earlier, I've only had men styling me and taking care of my color and cut, because I tell you, I've left the salon with some strange happenings from females, and I was convinced that either they disliked me extremely or just didn't think I look good in any manner whatsoever. You know, green hair or a style I didn't ask for definitely is sometimes been the outcome. But the good news is that we'll have men tell us how to dress, but then we have women designing our homes, like Vanessa De Leon, who I would trust to do absolutely anything.
That's a good point. That's exactly right. And I also think that, you know, God bless, right? We're all human. I think sometimes it's hard. I think that, you know, women, you know, can get like a little competitive, you know what I mean? And when a man is working with you, there's not that at all. You take all that away, and it's just
true.
Like, you know, and it's so amazing. And I have to say,
we've talked about that on the show with women in business, and it seems they are less apt to help other women get to a better position or give you a leg up and things like that. Generally, most women who've achieved more have had a man behind them who's actually helped them get that promotion, versus you won't hear that there was a woman behind her helping her get to the next step. You know, and that's why I think Bella Petite is so unique, because we don't actually share that ideology at all. You know, we've got a platform that has engaging, amazing women, and we're all incredibly supportive. So,
which is,
you know,
I'd
like to say
lovely.
We're breaking a new mold.
And you,
you
know,
are, and it's lovely to see. I really love it. I think it's, God bless you, I think it's terrific. And I think that I would just say that women, you know, need to empower themselves, and they need to own
that's
who they
right.
are. I'm constantly telling my women that, whether you're petite, whether you're tall, whether you're large, whether you're small, whatever size you are, own it. Unapologetic. You are here. You're gorgeous. And the more you own it, the more people will respond to you, you know, because we're all set off vibrations, right? When you set that out into the world and just say, you know, I love myself, I'm fabulous, then people want to know you.
Yeah, there's nothing hotter than wearing confidence. I always
I agree.
Say that.
I agree.
And, that's the most attractive quality.
Yeah, and it's so funny, Anne, that you say that, because I am so opposite of that. And actually, George, I started in the fashion world. I graduated from FIT, and I worked for Ralph Lauren.
Oh, I did too.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my God, we still got to get together.
Oh, my God. Well, cheers.
My shows are great for getting people together. That's what I love.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
so
God, that's amazing.
That's how I started, and it was like, I'm not kidding you when I tell you, it was like the devil wears Prada every day at
oh,
the office.
Oh, I know, girl. I know, honey.
And everybody spoke about each other, and it was awful, the catty stuff that would happen behind the scenes, and then they'll get together at lunch, and they were the best of friends, and that's so not how my style is. I'm like, I love girls. As a matter of fact, my whole firm has been girls the entire 13 years. I just recently hired a male last year. So just so you get an idea, like, I love girl power. I'm so about Beyonce, like, girls rule the world, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Vanessa, didn't I read somewhere that your staffing is all petite women, too?
Yeah, there's one glamazon, but yes, everybody, all the girls were petite. Yep. There's
I love
one.
Amazing. You guys, that's so amazing. Do you all know, like, are you all familiar with, like, Gabrielle Bernstein and Marie Forleo and all of those girls?
Yep.
I'm totally connected into that community. That's so funny.
Oh,
I love them, and they talk about everything you're talking about. I just think it's so, you know, it's like, I love women. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a gay man, but I just love women, and I think that they're amazing creatures, and I, you know, God bless, and I love making them feel and look beautiful.
Well, I think you have to have girl power. I don't think there's any doubt of that. And the fact is, women need to support women. If we could actually just get past some of those catty differences that we mentioned, we would get so far and we would achieve so much. And that's a philosophy we do share quite a lot here on Bella Petite. And, of course, I've got wonderful ladies like Vanessa De Leon by my side. And not to take it to a more cattier note, but we do kind of have to, I can't believe I just said more cattier on the show. And need to go back to school. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll correct a more catty note, that is. I'll put it properly. Let's talk about some of our best and worst dressed petite celebrities at the Oscars. We only have time for a few.
Can I just say my favorite? She's not petite, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. I had a few of my favorite glamazons, absolutely.
Charlize Theron was amazing. And
amazing, my favorite. Charlize Theron, amazing.
Amazing.
Anne Hathaway.
I did not like her dress. I thought her hair and makeup was unbelievable. I think she's gorgeous. Jessica Chastain looked amazing.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon is turning into the most gorgeous woman. I can't even take it. I mean, that face and that hair, it's rude the way she looks. It's so gorgeous. It's like beyond the beyond. I also thought Jennifer Hudson looked beautiful. You know what? Different than anyone else on the red carpet, but she turned it out. I thought it was sexy. I thought it was gorgeous, and I loved her hair. I just thought she looked amazing.
I loved Halle Berry.
I thought Zoe Saldana looked amazing in that creation.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I agree. Beautiful. Really, really beautiful. And she's a beautiful girl, too. You know, I like the way Juliana Rancic looked. I thought she looked very pretty.
She always looks great.
She's a good I thought she looked terrific. You know what? I just wish Kelly would change her hair. I'm over it.
So true.
The purple hair. I mean, I get it. Your dad, your mom, whatever. You know, it's enough
but
already.
But change the color. Make it blue. Do something.
It's distracting.
Make it emerald
it's like,
green.
She looks so beautiful, and then she does it. It's like, oh, please, we get it. You're from the rock world. Okay,
yeah.
God bless.
I think that's the only reason she does that.
Yeah.
Halle Berry looked amazing. So, like, so forward.
Bond girl. She did. She looked like a Bond girl. I liked it. It wasn't my favorite because, personally, that's not, like, my fit, you know, with the sleeves and the shoulder pads. It's, like, a little, you know, it's a little Star Trek-y for me. But I do think she looked gorgeous.
Yeah, I liked it because it was the whole James Bond influence.
Yeah,
I
agree.
For her, so it totally made sense.
Yeah. How about a couple of our favorite fashion moments on the red carpet and maybe during the show? I think for me it was during the actual Oscars when Jennifer Lawrence accepted her Best Actress award. She tripped going up the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I think that's all of us ladies' greatest fear is to be in a gorgeous gown and 9-inch heels and trip.
You want to know something? She owned it, and it was so cute, and it was
just,
like, so...
Talk about a recovery. Smooth.
Yeah.
And I will note that Hugh Jackman, he was the only man who jumped up out
I
of
know.
The audience.
I
to help her. Talk about a gentleman. He's perfect
He's
at everything.
He's a total gentleman. I have to say Charlize Theron dancing with Channing Tatum, I thought that was a gorgeous,
that
so
awesome.
Beautiful. I mean, they just looked amazing. So old Hollywood, I loved that moment.
Yeah, and a little bit unexpected, too. It was
totally.
My God.
Oh, yeah. I think all the fantastic, iconic displays of the past celebrities and the designer fashions along the red carpet was really a fantastic idea, too.
Everyone's saying, you know, safe. Yeah, there was a lot of safe.
No.
In those safe moments, I thought there was a lot of glamour, old Hollywood, and I liked it.
Right.
It was,
stunning moments. That's what I think really set this particular Oscars far and away above some of the last several years.
Adele?
Yeah,
hello.
Totally.
Adele,
oh,
hello.
Gorgeous, so much better. I'm so glad she gave my grandmother her tablecloth back from the other award show because she was very upset about that. And Adele looked absolutely stunning at the Oscars.
You did.
Hey, you guys, I do have to thank you for joining us on the show, though, because we've got like 2 minutes to close things up.
I know.
So before
I
forget to do that, we've had so much fun.
And I would say, listen, girls, ladies, tweet me at George B. Style, and please get a hold of me. You can go to my website at George B. Style, and also my fan page is George B. Style. Would love to hear from you, especially you two girls. I need to be hearing from you, especially Miss Anne coming to the East Coast. We need to have dinner with Miss Vanessa. And Miss Vanessa, you know you need to be calling me by the end of the week, girl, because we are
done.
Setting up a dinner.
Done. We
done.
Can even
done.
Do, like,
happen
nice
and happen.
Little lunch
I love
together.
It. Thank you so much.
You guys are so fabulous. And just for a little touch of petite celebrity gossip, one of my next favorite moments was when Kristen Chenoweth, who's like 4'11",
yeah,
she like says, "Welcome to the Oscars live. I'm on the red carpet live with the biggest celebrities in the world, and I don't just mean tall." I thought that was pretty fun. And then the next moment was when she was interviewing Jennifer Lawrence, and she says, "Now listen, I just got to know how tall you are." Jennifer says, "I'm 5'9", but I've been 9-inch heels." And Kristen says, "That's not fair because I'm 4'11". Props to Kristen for being confident about her height. She looks fabulous, and she wears it so well.
Yes, I live for her. And I live for you, too.
Absolutely. And on that note, tune in every Tuesday for a live broadcast at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on America's Web Radio. We've got another great show for you planned next week. I guarantee it. Make sure to join us on BellaPetite.com. We're tearing down the old industry standards, ushering in a new breed of models and beauties that all women can identify with. And that's a wrap, folks. I'm Ann Lauren. We'll see you next week at the same time on the Bella.